Start reading in the Gospel of Matthew again, Matthew 18, Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 11. For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. Then we turn to John's Gospel, chapter 12, and verse 46. I am come into the world as light, that everyone that believes on me may not abide in darkness. And chapter 10 of the same gospel, and we read in verse 10, the thief comes not but that he may steal and kill and destroy. I am come that they might have life and might have it abundantly. And the last verse in chapter 14 and verse 6, I am the way and the truth and the life. You will have noticed that in each of these short passages I read is the Lord speaking himself. And I think we have to remember each time that we desire to announce the gospel, we have to remember that the gospel is God's word towards you and towards me. Is his direct communication to men. It's not to a crowd, it is individual. It has to be heard individually, it has to be answered individually. And when God speaks, it's a serious matter, because what God says comes from himself, and he is above all. He is powerful, righteous, holy, gracious, but he is also a judge. So, when he speaks, we are responsible to listen to him. And you might say, well, I've never heard him speaking to me. But have you attempted to listen to him? You know, many years ago, I think it was the previous century, a man had a very nice watch that he really cared for. And he went to work with this watch and with all his colleagues, and it got lost. So they had a break to eat something, and he was very concerned. He complained about it until one of his colleagues got up and went into the changing room. And after a while, he appeared with the watch. And so they asked him, how did you find it? And he said simply, closing the door, keeping very quiet, and listening to the watch ticking. If you want to listen and to hear God's word, you have to shut out everything else. There is a lot of noise in this world. There are a lot of news going on. Some are very alarming, of course. But if you close all that, and you even close your own thoughts, then you have the opportunity of listening to God speaking to you. And you will find that the expression of what God's thoughts are towards mankind in the presence dispensation of grace until it lasts, is a communication of love, grace, and welcoming a sinner. But there is an important matter to understand, and that is, what does it mean to be lost? You see, the Lord Jesus says that he has come to save that which was lost. So if I don't admit that I am lost, I cannot be saved. And this is an important point that gets to the heart of those that listen to the gospel. You might be a believer, you might not. Now, if you are not a believer, I would really encourage you very warmly to listen to God speaking to you and to understand that without God, you are completely lost. No hope whatsoever. You know, if the Lord tarries, and we have to go through death, in that final moment, you will be alone before a Savior God, or before, or in the presence of a God that is a judge. That is the situation. He is a Savior God for you if you accept that you are lost. And the Lord says very graciously, I have come to save that which was lost. You know, that situation in which some things are lost, you need somebody to find them. And the Lord is able to find everyone that is lost and to save him. If you are a believer, you know this already. But sometimes it is important to remember that we were lost. The Apostle Paul reminds us, without any hope, without a God. Imagine the situation without God, without hope, completely lost. But the point, we can point to the Lord Jesus. He has come to save those that are lost. Now, the point is that amidst all the confusion there is around us and in myself as well, very often, one needs the light that comes from God. I often thought recently of this expression of the Lord about the life. You know, he, the one that we read in John 12, he says, I am come into the world as light. Now, if you read the first book of the Bible, first chapter, light is what has been created first. God sees to it that there may be light so that things can be understood, and particularly, more important, things in the light may be completely distinct from what is in darkness. God put a distinction there. Now, I think you would agree with me that in all that surrounds us, there is a lot of darkness. Doubts and insecurity and lies and corruption. All that belongs to darkness. But light has been created and wonderfully expressed in the person of the Lord Jesus. Look at this, consider this expression that he says here, I'm come into the world as light, so that those that believe on him may not walk in darkness. We need direction, you know. We need light to see where we are going. But the Lord is available as light, and light that comes from God. That same light that was there in the creation is expressed beautifully in the Lord Jesus. And once you are in light, you can see things, you can see the pathway. And particularly, as we were remembering in the reading, you can point and see the Lord Jesus himself. I'm talking from a spiritual point of view. We haven't got him here physically now. But that man that was healed, that blind that was healed, he could see the Lord Jesus straight away. And if you are healed in your soul, because you know that you are lost and you need a Savior, and the Savior is the Lord Jesus because he has come to save that which is lost, then you can you can really see the Lord Jesus as your own Savior, as the one who makes you walk in the light. The point is that once you get light, then you can carry on in the pathway. And for that, you need life. You see, those that are without life, without God, are without life. Again, we are not speaking of physical life. We are speaking of the life that the Lord Jesus gives to us, to each one of us. And that life is, according to the Lord's word, is not only life, but is abundant life. Now, if you use this expression with a person who doesn't know the scripture, they might wonder what you are talking about, because life is life. What is abundant life? Is really, the Lord conveys the thought of enjoying the life that comes from him, that goes through to your own self. So, every sinner has a hope. So far, because the day of grace is still open, is still available, the Lord Jesus is still available to each one who can call on him as the Savior Lord, as the Lord who gives light, and as the Lord who gives life. But what is important in talking about these attributes of the Lord, what is more important is to address to him as a person. That's why I read the last passage. Because the Lord says there, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now the way is really the way to our God, is the way to salvation. There's no other way. There is no other hope to get better, because we cannot get better. We have really failed in disobedience to God. But the way to salvation is in the person of the Lord Jesus. So I would hope that we can understand that the only way of getting blessing is to have to do with him in a personal way. He's available, you know. He is available to each one. And if you have to do with him, you will find that he's very gracious. We have spoken together of experiences of his touch in our lives, of his grace upon us. Some of us have gone through trials and have experienced the Lord's grace, even in extreme conditions. The Lord is there, and he is there as a Savior, Lord. He is there as a Lord who gives light for the path, and he is there as a Lord that keeps life in our hearts. Life means having communion with him in a spiritual way. having communion with the Lord. That will keep you straight in contact with this person. And that is the way, you know. The way is the Lord Jesus. And the truth is all that comes from God has been expressed in his person. John, at the start of the Gospel, speaks of the Word with the capital letter that became flesh. It was expressed in a person. It's not expressed only in texts or the scriptures or in things that have been reported. It is in his own person. And if you have to do with him, you will find that the truth that comes from God will flow into your heart. And that is really depending on the way in which we make way for the Lord Jesus himself. And then, of course, the Lord couldn't just completed what he said by the life, because he's really, he was the only hope for the disciples. Think of them looking on to the fact that he would have left them. He had already told them sometimes that that was going to happen. They couldn't take it in. They were used to the Lord's presence and they were really making the most of it in a way. But now they were pointed to the fact that the life was in the Lord himself. And if they kept near him and in communion with him, they might have enjoyed it, even if he wasn't there. Do you enjoy the life from the Lord? Do you enjoy the way in which he presents himself to you as your Savior, as the one who is the way to salvation, as the one who expresses the truth that comes from God? You know, truth is the opposite of lie in the common language, and it is correct, but it includes much more than what is not a lie. It includes the full expression of God's purpose and plan. This is the provision that God has made in the Lord Jesus. All these features that we have spoken of are provision of God in the Lord Jesus, available to me, available to each one of you. And this is really what gets you in the Gospel. You might have heard it many times. You might think it is affecting your heart. But to be sure that that is the truth, you have really to wonder, am I making way for the Lord Jesus in a personal way? Is he in my heart? Have I got room for him? That is the way in which you can really get God's provision in him. Now, I'm quite aware that you know already all these things I have spoken of. But I find it for myself that it is very needed to get encouragement in the personal contact with the Lord Jesus. You look around. I mean, I know that younger ones might think that as I'm older, I see things in a negative way, perhaps, because things have changed and so difficult and so on. But you look around, what hope is there in the world? What joy can there be in a situation like the one that surrounds us? Of course, there is daily life. Of course, you have got to do things and work and so on. You have contacts with people. But what is there that can give you certainty in your life but the contact with the Lord Jesus? The personal link with this person and the personal link with what has been expressed and provided by God in the Lord Himself. May really the Lord give you this experience, and if you haven't given your heart to Him yet, this is the profitable and time that is available. Do it now. Don't postpone. You know, we have read that we have to hasten and not delay. Don't delay. Things are happening. We don't know when the Lord will be coming back. It is not revealed in Scripture. Nobody has to try and guess the date of the Lord's return. Many people have tried to do it. It's not in Scripture and it's not meant to happen like that. The Lord, the Father knows, and the Lord will come. And when He comes, dispensation of grace closes. And the availability of a Savior won't be there. So I just encourage you to do it now, tonight. May the Lord bless you in this, for His name's sake.